The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has big plans to increase trade ties between Australia and Indonesia. Indonesia currently is not one of Australia's top 10 trading partners, and Mr. Rudd says he wants to change that. The ABC understands Mr. Rudd and President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono will announce a project in which Australian genetics technology will be used to help Indonesia grow the Indonesian cattle herd. And their high-level meetings at the moment will also include discussions on asylum seekers leaving Indonesian shores on boats bound for Australia. James Glenday is travelling with the Prime Minister.
Kevin Rudd's back, strutting the world stage.
Saya senang berada di Jakarta. Terima kasih.
After announcing he was pleased to be in Jakarta, the Prime Minister issued a plea to Australian businesses, urging them to engage with Indonesia.
A lot of Australian businesses have a perception problem when it comes to Indonesia. They think it's just too hard to get into as a market.
Mr. Rudd says he wants to make getting in easier, and in a speech this morning he'll make one of his first election promises. If he retains government, he'll lead a delegation of Australia's top 100 businesses to Indonesia before the end of the year. The country currently has one of the fastest growing economies in the world, but it isn't one of Australia's top 10 trading partners.
We've got a long, long way to go in building a much stronger trade and investment relationship between Australia and Indonesia.
Mr. Rudd dined privately with President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono last night ahead of today's annual leaders' talks in Bogor. The pair will discuss a free trade deal, defence ties and regional security, and the ABC understands they'll announce the establishment of an Australian beef fund, which will use Australian genetic technology to help Indonesia grow its cattle herd and fulfil its policy of becoming self-sufficient. It'll be funded in part through AusAid and by contributions from Australian pastoral companies. And because many of those companies own genetic patents, the ABC's been told the agreement will be lucrative over the coming decades as Indonesia's middle class grows to more than 130 million people. With a federal election on the horizon, today's talks will deal extensively with people smuggling. The editor-in-chief of the Jakarta Post, Mediatama Suyudinograt, says Indonesia wants to focus on other issues.
I think it's very dangerous to put the issue of people smuggling, which is really an Australian domestic agenda, as a top-tier issue in terms of the bilateral relationship.
Kevin Rudd's likely to offer Indonesia assistance to deal with the problem, but he's again played down the chances of a major policy announcement.
I think it's quite wrong to have huge expectations that there is going to be headline result.
The ABC also understands Mr. Rudd will raise the cases of Australians in Indonesian jails, such as Chappelle Corby and the Bali Nine, but only behind closed doors. This is James Glenday reporting from Jakarta for AM.